Phillies and Dodgers. Kenta Maeda looking to even out his record at 2-2. We'll take it to the top of the third. Runners at the corners for Freddy Galvis.
Fly ball deep down the right field line. This could be trouble. It is off the base of the small wall. Eichhoff will score, and so will Hernandez. A two-out, two-run double for Freddy Galvis, and the Phillies take a 2-0 lead.
Here's the 1-1, and it's poked to left center field. The wind won't knock this one down. Altair can't get it. Bellinger's headed for the plate, and this game is tied at 2. That's his 6th punch out of the game and the first out of the 6th inning.
Throwing it in off the plate can get you some room away.
And he strikes out Saunders to finish the inning. Kenta Maeda, 6 innings. A 3-2. Turner yanks one in the air to left. Altair's back. He won't get this one. Tolles is in. Seager's in. Turner with a 2-run double.
The 0-2 on the way. Swung on and missed strike 3. 95 up and in, one out, nobody on in the ninth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, one out, here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. Fastball upstairs at 92. 2 out and nobody on in the ninth. Swung on and missed strike 3. Kenley Jansen strikes out the side. On the year, he has struck out 15, hasn't walked anybody. Records his 6th save of the year. Maeda gets the win, his 2nd of the season, as the Dodgers beat the Phillies 5-3.
Dave Roberts and the Dodgers able to come out on top against the Phillies as they win 5-3. Here's the LA skipper on the victory.
You saw today, you know, not that he's not focused every time he takes a mound, but today I think there was a lot, there was clarity. I think that his approach, his game plan, clarity. And so you saw today he mixed in the two-seamer, the cutter. He was down in the zone. He was striking his breaking ball. He was getting ahead of guys. And, you know, everything he was throwing was with conviction. And it was great to see. You know, over the course of this season, he had a hard time getting it glove side, the fastball glove side, and getting it in there on the left-hand hitter. So that was a way to a way that he could make an adjustment to kind of drive it in there against the lefty. And you saw some, you know, balls off the handle and some swing and miss. And so that was a great adjustment on Kenta's part, Rick's part, and they put together a great game plan.
Justin Turner went 3-for-4 with a double and 2 RBI in Friday's win against the Phillies. Here's the Dodgers' 3rd baseman on his performance.
Justin, that line drive in the 5th inning is a home run on any other night. However, your double swing seems to be right there. How are you able to see the ball so effectively to continue to get those extra base hits?
I hit that ball good in the 5th. And, you know, on a night like tonight when the wind's blowing in like that, you just got to hang with them. And fortunately, he was playing a little more shallow on the next at-bat and was able to sneak one over his head. So just trying to hit the ball hard, not worry about where it goes, and hopefully good things happen.
In the 6th inning, Corey Seager draws the walk. You guys get Jared Eichhoff out of the game. Luis Garcia comes on. You have a man on 1st and 2nd with 2 outs. What is your best approach in that situation?
Yeah, I know he's got a good fastball and likes to pitch up in the zone. Just trying to look up in the top of the zone and stay above the ball and, you know, battled off a couple tough pitches. And he ended up leaving a slider up that, like I said, got enough of it to get it over his head, thankfully. And, you know, it worked out.
Kenta Maeda pitched out of his mind tonight. 7 strong innings from him, 8 punchouts, exactly what he needed to do to erase the early struggles. What did you see from him?
Yeah, he looked good tonight. I think he made some adjustments in his windup. You saw him not going over his head tonight. He was keeping it down in front of his face, and that was new. And I think he was mixing in a little cutter tonight, which was pretty effective. He got a lot of ugly swings on it. So hopefully he can build off that and keep going. We're going to need him to be strong for us for the rest of the year.
Brandon McCarthy takes the hill for the Dodgers on Saturday. He'll square off against Zach Eflin.